Okay, good evening everyone. I'll declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. I would like to welcome to the meeting our legal advisers, Mr. Greg Mohan and Miss Rebecca Harms from Williams and Hughes. And I'd also like to welcome our deputy members, Mayor Catherine Hamilton, Councillor Georgia Johnson and Councillor Ian Johnson. Welcome. Okay, item two is attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved. There are nil. Apologies, nil. So I'll move on to disclosures of interest. Any councillors have a disclosure they wish to declare? No. Item four, announcements by the chairperson, there is none. Item five, response to previous questions taken on notice, there is nil. Item six, public question time. I don't believe any questions from the public have been submitted electronically, no. Item seven, applications for leave of absence. Anyone wish to apply for leave? No. Item eight, petitions, deputations and presentations, nil. Item nine is confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. So can I please have a mover and seconder for the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of October 2024 be confirmed? Moved, Deputy Chair, seconded, Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, and can we also have a mover and seconder for the minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of November 2024 be confirmed? Move, Councillor Ames, seconded, Councillor Jeans. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, item 10 is questions by members of which due notice have been given, and the I've been advised by the Acting CEO that they have not received any questions. Item 11 is questions without notice. Councillors, do you have any questions that are not specific to the employee reports? No. Item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So the following confidential reports are covered in section 19 of this agenda. RFT 2024-009, new landfill gas power station at Redhill Waste Management Facility. East Rockingham Waste to Energy Project Update, and item 15.1 of the Legal Committee, 17th of October 2024, Legal Matter Update. Now, councillors, as we have our legal advisor attending this evening for item 19.2, I propose that confidential item 19.2 and then 19.1 and 19.3 be dealt with prior to section 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. May I have a mover and seconder to change the order of business? Moved, Deputy Mayor. Seconded, Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. So I will now ask for a mover and seconder to go behind closed doors. Moved, Deputy Chair. Seconded, Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Can we please close the doors? And for the minute taker, noting that the doors were closed at 6:04 p.m. Thank you. Can I have someone to move to open the doors? Deputy Chair, seconded. Councillor Ellery, all those in favour? Thank you. If we can open the doors, and that is at 6:46 p.m. for the minute taker. Okay, so we'll now proceed with section 13 of the agenda, which is business not dealt with from a previous meeting. There is nil. We go to section 14. Does anyone wish to withdraw any of the reports to be dealt with separately, Deputy Chair?
14.6.
14.6. Sorry, I just need to find. Anyone else? No? Okay. So may I please have a mover and seconder to move on block and adopt the recommendations in the employee reports with the exception of item 14.6, which is withdrawn and to be dealt with separately. Moved, Councillor Ellery. Seconded, Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Okay.
What's the title of 14.6?
14.6 is Request Tender RFT 2024-007, Construction of Class 3 Stage 18 Landfill Cell Leachate Pond and Fogo Hard Stand Extension at Redhill Waste Management Facility. Okay, so I'll go to the Deputy Chair. Are you moving the officer's recommendation?
I'll move point 1, 2 and 4.
So with the exception of the 20% contingency.
I'm just having a look. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Ellery, Deputy Chair, you wish to speak?
Yeah, just quickly, when you go to tender, there shouldn't be variations or approval to actually vary the contract. What I see this as doing is perhaps we're only 80% there when we went out for the tender. This is not normal practice, and I can't support recommendation 3.
Thank you. Councillor Ellery.
So there was an external consultant that provided the bill of quantities. So that was their estimate of what it should be. Already within the report that it noted that there was a conservative inclusion of perhaps encountering some hard rock and some blasting anyway. So to then go and put a budget out with another 20% on top of that is just allowing too much room to sort of allow the contracted milk, and really then if you don't approve that extra budget, you're saying these are the quantities we'd agree to, these are the schedules of rate, and we expect that it should come under that. And for that reason, I'm happy with 1, 2 and 4, but I didn't think it was necessary to add additional contingency on top of something that a third party consultant's already given you the bill of quantities for.
Thank you. Councillor Plifka.
Just a question on that. So say that were to occur, that we got to a point in time where the contractor, for whatever reason, said they had a legitimate claim for an uplift in their price. I mean, that's a matter that would come back before council, and there would be an ability for council, provided that the uplift was justified, to agree to such an uplift.
I'll go to the acting CEO.
Yeah, through the chair, definitely. If we believe that we will exceed the authorised amount, we will have to come back. The only thing I'll probably want to bring to your attention that we are going through a Christmas recess. If that's the case, we will have, because of the construction, we do want to do it during the summer months. And if that's the case, we may have to call a special council meeting.
So that's the only downside, in addition to the, I suppose, positive aspects that Councillor Ellery's advanced. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Do you have a question, Councillor Ellery? Yeah.
Is there any reason you'd expect a request for variation within 2 months of starting?
If I could put it to the Chief Operating Officer, she wishes to speak.
Through the Chair, with a contract like this, it's quite, particularly in the geological setting of Red Hill, it's quite well known that we will encounter some hard rock at the base of the cell and possibly at the sides. It's happened in most cells. The quantity of which that would be is completely unknown until it's encountered. There's also other unforeseen aspects, such as when the hard rock is removed and it is turned into a ballast size material for drainage. In the last round of the cell development in stage 17, it actually failed the structural testing, which is the first time that's ever happened. So we actually had to purchase material from a quarry adjacent to us. So the contingency isn't just for that particular contract, it's for the project. So there's that aspect of things. But overall, you know, with a project like this, you can have stand down costs associated and demob and mobilisation costs. So if for some reason there was a issue and we had to re-present to a council meeting, you could end up with substantial contractor delays and contractual costs associated with that. So it would be normal to keep a project like this running on time. And we also have the challenges around continuing on with our waste volumes that are coming in. We have a substantial waste volume both in the pipeline, plus we're going to continue on with our member council waste. So delays to the project in general wouldn't be that favourable from a capacity, an airspace capacity point of view either.
Question, Deputy Chair?
Yeah, question. So the estimated construction period is 8 months?
That is correct.
So with project management, would we be tracking the costs per month?
Absolutely, yes.
So, for example, at halfway point being 4 months, which would be about February, March next year, we would have an indication if we were looking at going over or otherwise every month after that?
It could actually be sooner than that, depending on when the contract is awarded. And it's depending on the availability of the contractors to commence. We want all of as much work as possible undertaken in the dry period. It is clay soils up there, and excavations in the winter months is definitely not favourable. And in fact, that happened in the last cell. We were delayed substantially by the sort of winter period, and it did cause us some delays. Whilst the contract was the 31st of December, for this current cell completion, we would have preferred it to be completed sooner from a capacity point of view. So, you know, any delays to the landfill cell development is not favourable for us currently.
Councillor Palufka.
So the tender is, so all of the tenderers, not just this one in particular, they were all aware of where they were going to build these structures. Were they given an opportunity to conduct their own geotechnical investigations before submitting their tender?
There's geotechnical information provided to them, but locating rock 14 metres below the ground is not able to be done for the sake of providing quoting for this type of job. It's not, that wouldn't be standard practice either for cell construction.
So being aware contracts. Of the conditions they're likely to encounter, mm-hmm. They potentially would have, I suppose, put in a buffer in their own pricing to ensure that those contingencies would be covered?
Often they'll put in a rate, and what we often do is do it on a day rate. That way we can monitor and manage it, because we have, you know, an engineer on site that manages their activities on a day-to-day basis. And what we've actually found is in the last cell in particular, by doing it that way, we saved a substantial amount of money. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Catalano.
Thanks. We're looking at $4 million. The initial cost, $4 million for the initial tender, and then effectively it could go to 4.8. So I just wondered why they just didn't quote 4.8 or 4.4, which is might be where it's going to go. I mean, what was the reason why we agreed to this $4 million, knowing that it's probably going to go to 4.4 or 4.8 million.
I'll go to the CRO.
Through the chair. There is some unknown quantities with a project like this. So I think the main ones that we've tried to identify for the purposes of this activity is you know, hard rock that you would encounter at the base, particularly where the drains head into the sump. that fall and that cross fall, and there's only a very small leeway we're allowed from the approved design of the cell. There is the issue of the ballast. If obviously we don't have that fund available, then we could be held up at that point. We are able to, obviously, if we know the funds are up front, we can make sure we negotiate a good deal for ourselves. The other aspect of this particular project is it includes the interim FOGO pad extension, which is an extension to the current FOGO area, and that is on an old landfill cell. So, you know, we've had slope stability assessment done as part of the works approval, but until we start the earthworks on an old cell, the chances of us potentially encountering a soft area or two is in there. So it is important to have some contingency because it is unknown. It is currently, it has revegetation on the area, and you can't actually see what the condition of the ground is under that revegetation until you clear it. So yes, hopefully that.
Councillor James.
Yeah, Chair. Without going into the way this project's going to be managed, or the contractor's going to come in and actually do the work, is it feasible that we'll call it the removing the rock is the initial part of it, I assume, and in actual fact there's a day rate and a contract rate for that. Is it feasible that they could go over that contract amount within 2 months of them starting, so that in actual fact that would trigger, if dot point three is not agreed to, the 20% extra, that's when you would have to come back to council, or is that not the way it works?
We'll go to the CRO.
So the contingency wouldn't be used until it was past the end, the project is actually invoiced, but it would be a known cost. So with the hard rock removal, it does happen at the start of the project in the first few months. That is correct.
Councillor Ellery.
So based on the report, TALIS provided the bill of quantities, but then it says under note 14, a detailed bill of quantities was submitted by each of the tenderers under the six main tasks. So does that mean that they also provided their own estimate of the quantities, which might give you an understanding of whether or not there's any difference? And then the second question is, we don't have the tender report, so we can't see the difference in their schedule of rates that are provided, but was the recommended tenderer, Rubix, the best on price, or was it because they had savings? Because I thought I saw they were already mobilised there, so they had less mob costs.
Through the chair, there was one, I believe there was one contractor that was cheaper in price, but overall, you know, through the tender assessment, it's awarded on whatever the methodology has been put out through that tender process. So yes, the price component, I would have to take that on notice what the actual price component was.
Sorry, through the chair, the so Rubex is 4.025. The cheapest one is 3.958, so it's not a lot of difference.
Any other questions on this one? Councillor Eller, no? Yep, Councillor Catalano.
And that's about the motion. Sorry, that's about the motion. But where are we going? Sorry, I didn't quite follow the motion to begin with.
What's on the table?
Yeah, is this one here?
Is this one with only limbs 1, 2, and 4?
Okay.
Being moved.
Right. Okay.
So I just have a question to the CRO. So this is a public report with a public recommendation. So is it standard practice that I understand contingencies for projects, but is it a standard practice that the amount for a contingency is made public so that the contractor, for instance, has knowledge that council has already agreed before the project's already started to a 20% contingency?
Through the chair, yes, that is correct.
And how many of our, that you're aware of, how many of our previous projects have required the contingency to be spent? And has it been the entirety of the contingency, or has it only been a portion of it? Do we have that information?
Through the chair. We do utilise the contingency amount, but not always to the full amount at all. Usually that's just as a buffer in the event of those circumstances. And also to give you the council the reassurance, as the CEO has mentioned, we do actively project manage this, ensuring that any request for variation has to be justified and reasonable. And it's not a situation where it's an open checkbook for everyone to actually utilise those funds.
Thank you. So I'm going to speak on this motion. I'm actually happy to support what's on the table with the removal of Limb 3. I don't like our contractors being aware of how much contingency we're allowing. I understand projects have contingencies and some things are unexpected and they'll go over, but that can come back to council and we can consider it at the time. I would rather them see that this is what was presented to us and we rejected it. So perhaps that would give them a bit of a incentive to stay within the amount that they've already tendered. I'm not concerned about, we have a next meeting in February. If works were to happen between now and February and it goes over, we don't have to actually expend the money before that council meeting. The project won't be finished by then. So for that basis, I'm happy for the EMRC, for administration to come back and ask for funds at that stage, and I think we would consider it based on its merits, and I don't think there'd be an issue there, but I'm just not comfortable having it public in advance. So I'm supporting what's on the table. Anybody else wish to speak on this motion? Councillor Catalano.
I'd like to oppose it, and the reason why I'd like to oppose it is because it sounds like it's going to come back. There's going to be extra costs over the $4,000,025. Because there wouldn't be a contingency I suspect that it'll be somewhere between the figure that's been quoted, you know, the original figure of 4.25 million and the 20%. So in more than likely it's going to be in the middle, because that's how these things generally work out. You know, everybody knows that already. I think it's a sort of futile message, because I think everybody knows it, that it's going to go over.
You wish to foreshadow a different motion?
I'll foreshadow the office
recommendation.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on this? Councillor Polifka.
Just like to echo that I believe that our chairperson has made it eminently plain to any tenderer the EMRC's position. So happy to move with this motion.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak to this? If not, I'll go the mover to close.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, the tender was advertised on the 9th of October, closed on the 31st of October. 1 week ago it was evaluated. Maybe it's been rushed a little bit. Stage 17, it took the construction from February to November, 9 months, recommending 8 months here. An active project management, I cannot see how it will be held up. What we're asking for here is allowing $800,000 to maybe or maybe not spent. Our role is financial oversight, and by taking out number three, we are doing that. I agree with the chair, providing notice to anybody that we're happy to pay a 20% contingency. It seems to be an open invite to the company. I'm a little bit concerned that we didn't get all the financial information on all the tenders so we could actually have a look at that. But councillors, unless the 4.025166 is made up of 80% of the ROC, even if they were to go over by 20%, we wouldn't spend the $4 million just on any increases in overspends on ROC. So I cannot see how we will have a $4 million spend, taking into account not much happens in December and January before a February meeting. So happy to have moved and closed debate.
Okay, I'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? That is Councillor Deputy Chair, Councillor Bowman, Councillor Palifka, Councillor Ames, Councillor Sutherland, Councillor Ellery, Councillor Jeans, and myself. All those against is Councillor Catalano. That is carried. Okay, so item 15 is report of committees. 15.1 legal committee meeting held on the 17th of October, which we've already dealt with.
We do need to move that.
We still need... Okay, so item 15.1, do I have a... do I have a mover and seconder? Councillor Ellery? Do I have a seconder? 15.1, legal committee meeting. Councillor Palifka seconding. Councillor Ellery, do you wish to speak? Councillor Palifka? Anyone wish to speak against? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. So item 16 is report of delegates. 16.1, Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes held on the 23rd of October 2024. The minutes of the October meeting are included in the agenda for everyone. And I will ask Councillor Georgia Johnson, seeing as she's in the room, did you have an update that you'd like to provide to Council? Nothing further. Okay. Okay, so item 17 is members' motions of which previous notice has been given and there are nil. Item 18 is new business of an urgent nature, nil. Item 19 is future meetings of council. And this is the last OCM for 2024. And as we approach the festive season, I am sure you'll join me in spreading good tidings of peace, joy and goodwill to all our fellow councillors as we all reflect on the past year and the unique set of challenges every single one of us has faced and overcome. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and contribution to the EMRC Council, and on behalf of EMRC and its officers, we wish you, your families and our colleagues a bright and peaceful festive season, and I will declare the meeting closed at 7:09 p.m. Thank you, everyone.